This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Great to have you with us today. Appreciate you being here. So, let's get right into the audio of this, shall we? And let's talk about what this conversation was all about. So, president hosts this bilateral meeting. We'll start with cut number one in the Oval Office. And it's the South African president named Cyril Ramaphosa. And we're going to be discussing some of the things that are taking place in South Africa. This is where they begin. It sounds very nice, very, very cordial. Cut number one.
So we'll be discussing many things and some of the things you've been reading about in the papers and
yes,
the media. And I would say that, look, the president is a truly respected man in many, many circles. And in some circles, he's considered a little controversial. But we're going to be discussing some of the things that are taking place in South Africa and see if we can help. And we want to help. And we've had a long relationship with South Africa. I have, because indirectly, I have so many friends that live there. I have a lot of friends. I mean, these are famous guys, but I have a lot of friends that live there that are tremendous people. And we'll be discussing that. We'll have a nice conversation. And I really appreciate that you guys came along. It really helps us in our thought process. But it is a great honor to have you, and I appreciate you called. He called. I don't know where he got my number, but I picked up. He said, I want to come over and see you. And that was my honor, and thank you very much for being here.
You're most welcome.
All right, so begins on a very cordial note, very cordial tone. Then the president shows the president of South Africa and reporters news articles of white South Africans. But what triggered that? Well, it was a question from a reporter to the president that triggered this. An NBC News reporter. And let's start there. Cut number two.
Can you explain to Americans why it's appropriate to welcome white Afrikaners here when other refugees like Afghans, Venezuelans, Haitians have all had their protected status revoked?
Well, this is a group, NBC, that is truly fake news. They ask a lot of questions in a very pointed way. They're not questions, they're statements. We've had tremendous complaints about Africa, about other countries too, from people. They say there's a lot of bad things going on in Africa, and that's what we're going to be discussing today. When you say we don't take others, all you have to do is take a look at the southern border. We let 21 million people come through our border, totally unchecked, totally unvetted. They came from all over the world. In many cases, they're criminals. They come from prisons. They come from mental institutions. They come from street gangs. They're drug dealers. So don't say that we didn't take them. We take them. We're trying to get them out as fast as we can. And we're doing record business on that. And we just won a big case where we're allowed to send back hundreds of criminals to Venezuela. Just won that today in the Supreme Court. I'm happy to hear. But we do have a lot of people are very concerned with regard to South Africa, and that's really the purpose of the meeting, and we'll see how that turns out. But we have many people that feel they're being persecuted, and they're coming to the United States. So we take from many, many locations if we feel there's persecution or genocide going on.
Now, the president then proceeds to show the goods, the claims and the articles and the stories that we've been hearing about. Now, look, I'm of the mindset that if you believe there could be genocide taking place, you should look into it, wherever that is. I mean, I remember when the genocide that was happening under Bill Clinton in Rwanda was happening, and I was just amazed the United States was turning such a blind eye to it. Yeah, I mean, he was a Democrat president, so nobody seemed to care. I remember that issue, and I figured it was going to be more of an issue in the 96 election. I was like, nobody really cared. But so, you know, the fact that you've got white people in South Africa who might be victims of genocide as revenge for apartheid, well, you have certain people in the elements of the left who are like, well, good, they deserve it. This is justice. This is just justification. But let's go to... This is now the president confronting the president of South Africa on this issue. Now, this is cut 39. And this is where he brings in a video documenting the mistreatment of white farmers. Now, we also have a clip of CNN accusing the president of ambushing the president of South Africa. But that's funny, is instead of CNN being like, well, good for the president for bringing up claims to genocide, they're like, oh, my God, you ambushed the guy. He didn't have his genocide talking points ready. Are you kidding me? Take a listen.
Turn the lights down. Turn the lights down and just put this on. It's right behind you.
There's nothing this parliament can do. With or without you, people are going to occupy land. We require no permission from you, from the president, from no one. We don't care. We can do whatever you want to do. Who are you to tell us whether we can occupy land or not? We are going to occupy land. South Africa, occupy land. That's who we are.
Now, the audio, let me just jump in here for a second. The audio is not great. The video is kind of grainy if you're watching on YouTube. But what you're basically, what you have here, people calling for death to white Afrikaners. So you have all these people calling for death of these white Afrikaners. And that's the video. And it's official government meetings. And then you have officials in government calling for death to white Afrikaners. Okay, so the president, they bring a TV into the Oval Office, and they show the president this. Is it still worth playing more of that clip, Matt? Okay, all right, keep going.
A revolution demands that at some point there must be killing, because the killing is part of a revolutionary act. Shoot to kill Gaza, kill the poor, the farmer, kill the poor, the farmer.
The man of DA in PE is a white man. So these people, when you want to hit them hard, go after a white man. They feel a terrible pain because they've touched a white man.
Okay, now let's stop it there. Now, you know how the media loves to bring up Hitler all the time? Like, constantly. You just said Tim Walz. I should have asked Tom Holman about that, too. But I know he would have just said it was shameful and despicable to refer to brave ICE agents and Border Patrol agents as the Gestapo. But just think about this now, right? So imagine now you had a bunch of Germans in the 1930s, because we love to hear about the 1930s and we love to hear about the Gestapo and Nazis chanting death to the Jews, death to the Jews. And you had officials in government talking about the solution to the Jewish problem being death to the Jews. And the president at the time, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, confronted Adolf Hitler about this at a meeting. Now, obviously, that historical moment in time never took place. But I wonder if the reaction would be the same as the CNN reaction, which is, well, you totally caught this guy off guard. And these are claims. These are allegations. These are just people chanting death to the Jews. They're just people in government talking about getting revenge on them for taking their land. That doesn't mean they're actually doing it. How dare you just surprise this guy like that? I mean, that's just rude. Because that's the CNN headline in a nutshell right there. And here's a clip of CNN of them basically saying, and what I'm basically saying to you is, like, just because people are saying it doesn't mean it's actually happening. So this is CNN. Take a listen.
Explaining that this is not true. What the videos show is Julius Malema, the far left opposition leader of South Africa. His party is called the Economic Freedom Fighters. And it also showed former President Jacob Zuma. What Julius Malema was singing, Kill the Boer, Kill the Farmer, was an anti-apartheid song from the struggle against white minority rule in South Africa. They've explained that this is not a literal attack, call to attack and kill the farmer, because of the historical nature of that. But it's been weaponized by groups in South Africa and increasingly by the MAGA right in the United States to essentially misrepresent what is going on in the country, Boris, Brianna.
It also of note, Larry, can you...
Why would... What benefit is it to anybody to make up claims of genocide? I don't really understand. It's South Africa. It's not South Jersey. I don't understand what the benefit is of making up claims of genocide in South Africa. I don't get that. But okay. So then CNN says the president ambushed him. Trump ambushes South African president in Oval Office with video. So since the left always loves to bring up Hitler, like, you know, I mean, Larry David wrote that piece. Remember that piece that Larry David wrote after Bill Maher had dinner with Trump? And he said it was such a totally different guy than to see in public. And Larry David writes an op-ed and he says, my dinner with Hitler. And he goes, oh, Hitler at dinner was totally different than the Hitler you see out there. And so you confront a guy on genocide claims, and that's considered an ambush and rude, and they're only claims. So, but Trump has more than just claims here. He also has articles and accounts of this, of people being attacked and murdered. So let's go to cut number three.
What would you like President Ramaphosa to do about the situation that we've just seen on the screen?
I don't know. Look. These are articles over the last few days. Death of people. Death. 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 Horrible death. Death. I don't know.
But you know
to pick anyone, white South Africans are fleeing because of the violence and racist laws. And this is all... I mean, I'll give these to you.
When you
say, what would I like to do? I don't know what to do. It's, look at this. White South African couples say that they were attacked violently.
And Trump, when will you go and see for yourself if it isn't?
Well, I could do that. Look, here's burial sites all over the place. These are all white farmers that are being buried. And he asks about a jet that was given. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You know, you are so bad. You're such a bad reporter. This is one after another. This family was wiped out. I'm just looking.
Can we get a report from President Trump?
What's your reaction to those videos, Mr. President?
President Trump.
Well, I think the videos are so... No. When you look at the videos, I mean, how does it get worse? And these are people that are officials, and they're saying that kill the white farmer and take their land.
That's what. And I have other friends in South Africa. I have people that left. One in particular that says you can't go there. He said they want to take your land. They take your land and they kill you. It's okay, and they say it's okay to do. Now we're going to talk about it.
Be great.
But this is a tremendous look. This is a story recent. Yeah. These are all people that recently got killed.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it can get any worse.
Well, these are just claims of Jews in Berlin. You know, I mean, they're just claims, articles of Jews. And, you know, that's what they say. They say that they're being attacked in the streets and that their shops are being destroyed and that there are people calling for their execution. And you've got government officials who are condoning this and maybe even supporting this. But these are just claims. So, I mean, it's beyond ridiculous that the media doesn't leap to the president's side and say, well, maybe this is true. Let's go and investigate. Because it's not about journalism anymore, as I've told you. They're just broadcasters. That's all they are. They're just mouthpieces of a bigger corporation, and that's all it is. And, you know, here you have a black president and a country. The accusation is genocide against white farmers for revenge for apartheid. And how many people on the left probably deep down inside think that that's what they had it coming for years of racism in South Africa, years of racist policy. So, you know, turn a blind eye to it. And Trump doesn't want to turn a blind eye to it, which I thought was a good thing. Like, I thought acknowledging potential genocide was the morally correct thing to do. I'm sorry. I mean, I was only a philosophy minor, not a philosophy major in college. I was a political science major, obviously, but I was a philosophy minor. I thought philosophy 101, genocide bad. So to acknowledge claims of it, good, because then maybe the genocide will stop, which would also be good. If you don't acknowledge the claims, then it could go on, which would be bad. It's not that complicated here. I never really thought it was that complicated until we're in the age of Trump now, which means that if there are claims of genocide, then it's obviously far right wing MAGA conspiracy theorists making this up. Like we made up the COVID lab leak theory, like we made up the Hunter Biden laptop, like we made up stories about people being sex trafficked into this country. Like we just make stuff up, and you know, and none of it's ever proven true. Clearly. No, make up claims of government censoring people and claims of the government going after moms at school board meetings and Catholics at praying in Latin and claims. So it's all made up by MAGA. And I would think that had I been a journalism major at the University of Maryland, which has, at least at the time, I don't know if it still does, has one of the foremost journalism programs in the country, I believe there would have been probably a professor who would have said, if you hear a story about genocide, you should go investigate it and see if it's happening and report on it so the world could know what's going on. Now, here you have the president of the United States who's sharing information with the media about claims of genocide, and the media's reaction is, hey, you just ambushed the guy. What? Huh? So I'll use Larry David's analogy of my dinner with Hitler, that piece that Larry David, the famous writer comedian, who by the way I love his comedy. I mean, I love Seinfeld, and I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. But I thought that piece was ridiculous, and even Bill Maher said, you know, you bring up the Hitler argument, you lose. But let's just go with that for a second, because that's what he wrote after Bill Maher has dinner with Trump, and Bill Maher comes out and says, the Trump I had dinner with is a totally different guy. Larry David decides to be cute, writes in the New York Times, my dinner with Hitler, totally different guy than what he appears in public. To basically say Trump is Hitler, right? Okay, so I'll use that line of thinking. I'll use that same analogy to then turn around and say, how dare he ambush Hitler in the Oval Office like that with claims of Jews being taken out of their homes and their land being seized and being murdered and grave sites. We're hearing about grave burial grounds in Jews. How dare he ambush Hitler like that. That's just rude. I mean, Hitler was not ready for the... And how dare he roll on a TV and show people screaming about killing the Jews? And how dare Trump do that? So we can play this game, too, if we want. I'm happy to do it, Larry David, if you'd like to do that. The Trump, the president, confronted the president about the atrocities taking place. This is cut number 4. Take a listen.
Let me clarify that, because what you saw, the speeches that were being made, one, that is not government policy. We have a multi-party democracy in South Africa that allows people to express themselves, political parties to adhere to various policies, and in many cases, or in some cases, those policies do not go along with government policy. Our government policy is completely against what he was saying, even in the parliament. And they're a small minority party, which is allowed to exist in terms of our constitution.
But you do allow them to take land.
No.
You do allow them to take land.
Nobody can
take
land.
And then when they take the land, they kill the white farmer. And when they kill the white farmer, nothing happens to them.
No. There is quite...
Nothing happens to
them. There is criminality in our country. People who do get killed, unfortunately, through criminal activity, are not only white people. Majority of them are black people. And we have now
The farmers are not black. I don't say that's good or bad, but the farmers are not black. And the people that are being killed in large numbers, and you saw all those grave sites, and those are people that, loved ones going, I guess on a Sunday morning, they told me, to pay respect to their loved ones that were killed. Their heads chopped off. They died violently. And, you know, I mean, we're here to talk about it, and I didn't know we'd get involved here. But I will say this, that if the news wasn't fake, like NBC, which is fake news, totally, one of the worst, ABC, NBC, CBS, horrible. But if they weren't fake news like this jerk that we have here, if we had real reporters, they'd be covering it. But the fake news in this country doesn't talk about that. They don't want to talk about it, but now they have to talk about it. But they won't.
I don't understand the question of why we're just going to go, oh, he said it's not happening, so then it's not happening. Oh, okay, well, then great. Well, then we're good. He said it's not happening, so then there you go. Boom. All good. Nothing to see here. Please move on. By the way, Matt, I forgot. This is why I should never book guests myself. I forgot that I asked Matt Rooney to join us at 4 o'clock today, and I forgot to tell you. So we just totally blew by his interview, obviously.
Oh. Well, can he do 4:30?
No, I can't because he's got to pick up his daughter.
Oh. Can he do 5:30?
No, I can't because he's... So how about I told him, how about tomorrow at 4 o'clock?
All right, that should work. I don't think we have anything lined up at 4.
How about that? Do that?
It works. Yeah. We love Matt Rooney.
We love Matt Rooney?
I love Matt Rooney.
It's a big exaggeration. You love him?
I do love Matt Rooney, yeah.
This only a man can love another man? Well, you work with him on Sunday nights, though,
yeah,
right? You carry that show, by the way. In my opinion.
I'll be humble and say I don't.
Yeah, you carry that show. He needs you. He needs you.
I'll be humble and say no. It's a team effort.
See, Rudy's a big deal. He moderated the Republican gubernatorial debate last night. So he's a big deal. He's SaveJersey.com. He's a big shot. You know what I mean? He's head of the Camden County Bar Association. He's a big deal. And he owes everything to me, in radio anyway, because I got him into radio. Like, truly, he owes everything to me. But I'm just saying, you carry that show, Justin. Good for you. On what is it now? Saturday nights at 8 o'clock, right?
Yeah, Saturday nights, 8 to 10.
8 to 10. So, but anyway, screw him, but we'll get him tomorrow for 4 o'clock. Lucky I'm allowing him to grace the airwaves during this afternoon drive show. So, get his opinion on what happened last night at the gubernatorial debate. All right, what do I got to tell you about? What? What am I telling you about? Anything?
Dr. Mike Veneria?
Dr. Mike Veneria, my buddy. Remember I told you at the start of the show, I said, please support my sponsors? Well, please do, because they keep us in business. And Dr. Mike, I only endorse people that I do business with. and people I trust and people that I genuinely put my seal of approval on. Otherwise, I will not endorse. I won't. They know that. They know that, by the way. That's why I don't do gambling ads. It's not that I'm against it. You have every right. You want to do it, do it. I just don't gamble. I can't. I would never lie to you, ever. So that's why I can't come out there and be like, I just won the pick, whatever, the parlay bet on the what fan. I can't. I don't know what that is, even. You know what I mean? So I can't. But I do know about teeth, because I have them, and I have a smile. And Dr. Mike is the reason why my smile is so good, and why my whole family has a beautiful smile, because of Dr. Mike Veneria. And I want you to go see him, because going to the dentist is really good for you. You got to go at least twice a year. Avoiding it is not going to fix the problem. And if you need something like a dental implant, then you should go see Dr. Mike, because he is considered the master of dental implants. He's the best at what he does. There's simply no one better than Dr. Mike Veneria. All you got to do is go to VeneriaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. There's two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. So if you've been putting off getting that dental procedure done, stop putting it off and get it done. Go see Dr. Mike today. Get a free implant consultation, and Dr. Mike will make sure that you are happy every step of the way, because there's great people in the office, great music playing, and they're all dedicated to your care. That's the difference. That's why for over 10 consecutive years, Dr. Mike has been recognized as a master of implant dentistry among his peers, and they send their patients to Dr. Mike. For those really complicated procedures, there's simply no one better. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
The president is now speaking at the Florida Gators celebration in the White House right now. And by the way, the president, of course, endorsing the tush push. Last time I was at the White House, well, not the last time. The last time was yesterday, but the time before that that I was at the White House when the Eagles were there and the president endorsed the tush push. And now officially the tush push is now allowed because of the NFL. So we'll jump into this in a moment. The president speaking, because I do want to know if he's going to talk about the one big, beautiful bill. Obviously, today with the conversation with the president of South Africa was crazy and insane. And, you know, good for the president for challenging on these claims. Genocide claims should be challenged. I'm sorry, I'm old school. Call me crazy. But yesterday was a really nice day. We had they invited the kids to do a mock briefing with Caroline Leavitt. And they were super nice to the kids. And she answered a lot of questions. And Patrick and Claire had a wonderful day at the White House. And I have to say, this administration has been nothing but wonderful to the kids. I mean, between the White House Easter egg roll and yesterday, they were doing all kinds of fun things. And they had kids on the roof with the Secret Service snipers. And I mean, it was just it was a really nice thing. I think what's also good for you to know is that a lot of the people that work for him are very young, and they had their babies were there yesterday. It's like some of the friends that I know in the White House comms office, their babies were there. So it's he's got a young team around him, which is good for us, by the way, because it means that they'll probably be there for a while and they'll be able to continue to give the show access, because they appreciate everything that you've done for them and we've done for them. And they do sincerely. They really believe that, and they mean that, and they say it, and it's not just, you know, they don't have to say it, but you know, it was a it was a lottery yesterday to get in with your kids, and I somehow won that lottery. Imagine that. I'm sure it was just my lucky day. I doubt any strings were pulled whatsoever. I don't think anyone would have done that. Not for me. Certainly not for me. So it's just good luck. What can I say?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
All right. Well, 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli, if you'd like to weigh in. So should we jump in here and take a listen to the president speaking at the floor? Does anyone care about the Gators? Do we care? Pam Bondi's there.
He's always so entertaining, though. He can say anything. We might miss something hilarious.
All right. Let's just jump in and take a listen. Byron Donalds is there, too.
8 straight points, leading the Gators to your first SEC championship in 11 years. And earning himself a title and the tournament MVP. That's great. A lot of MVPs up there. Up next was the big dance. Florida opened March Madness with a commanding win over Norfolk State and followed it up by edging out two-time defending champ UConn. That's tough. And a thrilling 77-75 win. Some of these games are close, Coach. Yeah. You know what they say about those close? That means they have a good coach. You won a lot of close games here. The Elite Eight brought to a face-off with Texas Tech down by 9. With under 4 minutes left, Florida responded with a furious rally led by sophomore Thomas Hawk, who made back-to-back three-pointers. Back-to-back. He's got good hair, too.
Nice hair.
He's got no hair loss problem, I can tell you. Thomas was still on full display as he earned his fourth double-double of the season by recording 20 points and 11 rebounds while against the Red Raiders. And with an 84-79 victory over Texas Tech, you punched your ticket to the Final Four. Not easy to do. Thank you. Not easy to do, fellas. Facing off against top-seeded Auburn, Walter Clayton again. Walter Clayton. This guy, Walter Clayton, has to be very... Walter Clayton Jr. turned in another big performance, dropping a career-high 34 points and became the first player since Larry Bird. How good was Larry Bird in 1979 to score 30 points or more in both the Elite Eight and the Final Four? That's some competition. They like Larry Bird. I do too. So in the championship game against the Houston Cougars, what became one of the most hard-fought title games in college basketball history, the first half was a battle over every point, with both teams playing ferocious defense and the lowest scoring first half of a championship game since 2011. The Gators fell behind, and it was looking bad. But in the second half, Florida stormed back with a 14-3 run. That's not bad. With less than 60 seconds left on the clock, Houston led by 1 point. Did you think you were going to win?
I did.
That's what he gets paid for. That's good. Houston then fouled Elijah Martin. Okay, where's Elijah? Giving him 2 free throws, which he easily sank. Were you nervous? I always think, here's a guy. He's got to sink. It's not that easy. I can name a couple of very big players that didn't do too well in that circumstance. Were you nervous when you were up?
No.
That's pretty good. He sank them both, Coach, right? Oh, if you didn't sink him, you wouldn't be up here right now. And nobody would ever call you again. That's great. That's a lot of pressure. That's a tremendous thing. Houston fouled junior guard Denzel Aberdeen, who expanded Florida's lead again, and that's great. Where's Denzel? I love that name, Denzel Aberdeen. I have a place in Aberdeen, Scotland. I like that name, Aberdeen. And he's a good player, Coach.
Very good. I'd
like to have him say, no, not that good. You look like a good player. On Houston's final possession, the Gators clamped down, pressured the ball. That's right. I saw that game. That was a crazy game. And forced a turnover. The ball rolled loose, and the Gators clinched the national championship 65-63 in one of the most exciting games and championships they've ever had. That's true. Great coaching. Lesser teams would have crumbled. That was a hell of a game. Tim, what do you think? Pretty good, right?
The best.
That was pretty good. And under that pressure, very few teams could have withstood that. That was an amazing moment, actually. And those two free throws by Denzel were pretty amazing. But time after time, you refuse to let up. I mean, think of it, all these close games and against great teams, and a lot of those guys are going into the NBA. And you won, Coach. You just kept winning. You refused to let up when the odds were against you. And that's the mark of true champions, all of you. The coach is great, and the team is great. And the coach feels really, I asked the first question, how do you think you'll do this year? You know, in other words, forget about last year. How are you doing this year, right? We always think forward, Coach. But he said he thinks he's going to have a fantastic team. Will you go in ranked top 5 or so, or 1, or maybe?
I think we'll be top 5.
5? Good, Coach. That's good. Well, if you're top 5, that means with you as a coach, you're going to win, right?
Well, I think so. Yeah.
So, again, congratulations to a well-earned victory. And all I can say is go Gators. We love you in Florida. We love you in Florida. And now, Coach Golden. Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Whoa, it's my passport.
All right, that was President Trump celebrating the Florida Gators at the White House. We're going to continue to monitor that, much to the chagrin of Fox News' Shannon Bream, dedicated Seminole. But now we have to get to this.
All right, that was the president chatting, and there you go. Tulsi Gabbard, by the way, saying the surveillance against her was politically motivated. We got to talk about that as we continue along the show here today. I'm just saying, you know, I'm old school. If there are claims of genocide, you bring up claims of genocide. Good for the president to do that. I think it's really, really important. I just saw Nick Kale. He just popped in the studio to say hello. We have a thing going on tonight here at Odyssey. I don't really know what it is because I don't read my emails or show up at this place. But apparently now Dawn, Greg, and Nick are all going to be here. DeSantis, since I blew off Rooney, maybe we'll get somebody else to just jump on the air and kill some time with us at some point. We could do that.
We have Crabtree on in 14 minutes.
Oh, she confirmed?
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful. Great. And we're going to talk to her about Butler, PA, and what specifically what Cash Patel and Dan Bongino had to say about Butler. So we'll talk about that. That is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Stop putting it off. Go see him today. 856-786-2020. Dr. Mike Veneria. All right, we're gonna get down into what's happening with Cash Patel and Dan Bongino, the Epstein list, Butler. We'll talk about all that as well. And a breaking story, a bombshell report from the Daily Wire, how the Biden administration covered up the deadly side effects of the COVID vaccine. Remember, the other bombshell this week was that Pfizer purposely delayed their vaccine rollout to help hurt President Trump, I should say. So now this bombshell comes out as well. So we'll talk about that as we continue along the show here. Quick break, coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The campaign spent millions of dollars producing a fake town hall. Now, it couldn't even use it because Biden was too incoherent. I'm sure there are some nuggets in the new book by Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson that are worthy of this. I will not spend my money, but if I hear a good point, I'll share it with you. I'm not buying it because I think Jake Tapper is a fraud. And I have serious problems with the fact that Jake Tapper is associated with this book. But that said, even though now it's like, oh, my gosh, Biden had dementia. Who knew? It doesn't change the fact that there are things in that book that are probably shocking, like this, for example. So here's a co-author of Original Sin. My opinion, the Original Sin is Jake Tapper lying to us and telling us Biden was fine, like so many other people did. But nevertheless, this is worthy of your attention. Cut number 12.
And Alex, the fact of the fake town hall is not actually the worst part of the story that you report in the book.
Yes, other campaigns have used fake town halls. Now, I would say those town halls usually are in addition to real town halls. Joe Biden was doing neither. This fake town hall was in order to film it so they could make it into campaign commercials. They filmed it in they filmed it in Delaware with supporters. But Joe Biden at this point, this is the spring of 2024, Joe Biden's town hall, which was closed to press, was so bad that campaign officials determined that it was not usable for a campaign commercial. So they took 90 minutes, 2 hours out of the president's day. They filmed an entire town hall and they determined that it was not usable. Now, some people say this was because Joe Biden was incoherent. He could not really articulate his thoughts in a pithy or even semi-normal way. Some people just said, like, the lighting was bad. That was sort of the two
bad
points of view. But the point is, it shows how what the campaign status was in the spring of 2024 when they were trying to, you know, deal with a candidate that wasn't a decline.
Wait, yeah. Someone told you the lighting was bad?
That's one of the excuses.
You're saying that they spent millions of dollars to stage a town hall? Well, we didn't get the lighting right.
That was one of the excuses.
I mean, unbelievable. And this comes back to the question of how many people were aware of things like that, but said nothing? And
Everybody in the Washington press corps, with the exception of one or two people, maybe. I mean, really, the lighting was bad. Bad lighting was the issue. Bad lighting. Yeah, no, that's definitely true. Bad lighting. Oh, I love, you know, personally, I have this thing with Andrew Cuomo. And here's the thing. I think he is the nursing home killer. He's a serial killer. But man, is he good radio. He's great content. And he's probably going to win the mayor's primary in New York City because he's hammering all the right issues. But this guy is so brazen. Now, he's going to get investigated by the Trump Justice Department over the nursing home being the nursing home killer, which is good because serial killers should be investigated, like Dexter or Ted Bundy or anybody else. They should be investigated. That's a good thing. But Cuomo is so brazen. He actually put out a campaign ad the other day going on about his leadership during COVID. I kid you not. He's also hammering the fact that all the cities that are plagued by crime are run by Democrats. It's just the hubris on this guy is unbelievable. We're going to get into that with you as well as the show continues today. And something else, too, that is interesting about the Joe Biden thing is Joe Scarborough, who's another freaking liar who's not worth his salt, who, again, works for MSNBC, which is owned by NBC, which is owned by Comcast, Universal, which makes a lot of movies and TVs that shows that they want to stream on China. So they wanted to get rid of Donald Trump. They wanted China did not want Trump. They were doing the bidding of China. I'm telling you, that's what this all comes down to. Have I ever been wrong on this stuff? No. If you peel back the layers of this, you will understand that the corporate media, what their goal is to make money for their what actually makes them money, which is not CNN or MSNBC. What actually makes them money are the movies and TV shows that they stream in China and the crap that they sell that's made in China. So that's their goal and their prerogative. Joe Scarborough told us it was the best version of Biden ever. And F you if you don't believe that. Remember? F you if you don't believe this is the best version of Joe Biden ever. You remember that, right? Well, here's Joe Scarborough now. Cut number 11.
You and I have talked to a lot of politicians, and I'll be really blunt. Most politicians that call up and lecture me or lecture you about something we've written or said, we sit there and we're very polite, but rolling our eyes because, you know, they're usually going, yeah, they're talking, they're going, they're doing their talking points. And again, you're in an interesting position. I'm not going to debate a presidential candidate or a politician when they're calling me up complaining about something that I've done on the air. I go, thank you very much.
Let me stop this for a second because I see on the Will Cain show, Graduating mascots reveal their true identities. When we get back, the identity of the Harvard mascot will be revealed. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.